Hey Daryl, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm actually doing pretty good, pretty good. Thank you for asking. Sarah tells me that you have two businesses in the same site.
Yeah, just for now, they're both service area businesses. My intention was to basically get a second space to host One Stop out of eventually. That's just, you know, haven't gotten that going yet. If you think I can host a second business out of this address, then, you know, let me know.
Okay, give me a second. All right, so you have a locksmith business and then the One Stop. What is that exactly, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, that's a multi-service provider. The intention with that is to kind of provide a couple different home services. We're starting off with, you know, exterior cleaning, handyman services.
Okay.
With basic modeling.
Okay. Perfect. So is it an actual office, office site that you have? Is that what it is? A storefront?
No. No, they're both service area.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Give me a second here. I know the locksmith end of things might be the little tricky one here.
So my intention with One Stop is to keep that very much separate from the locksmith because, you know, the other services are not as regulated with Google.
Right, yeah. Locksmith services are very regulated through Google. They want a lot of, you know, verifications, licensing, and, you know, a lot of that stuff. So if you want us to concentrate just on the, you know, the one-stop handyman, we can definitely do that, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. Let me see about...
So, mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Yeah, no, I said... our company name is Local Splash. We've been in business 20 years, and we've been primary Google partners for 20 years. And we had a position on the first page of Google that became available. I mean, the real question is if you are open to handle more work, you know, because we know what that would generate.
Right.
Now, I'm typing to my IT guys to ask them – If we're able to do both businesses, I mean, are you licensed and everything? You have everything squared away with the locksmith?
Yeah, I do. I don't think it would be wise to host them both out of the same location.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, I would love to, if you guys can send over kind of the pricing. I can kind of get a move on getting a second address set up.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we can, I'll definitely provide you the pricing and then, you know, we'll talk about the locksmith, you know, once we, you know, if we decide to move forward with you with One Stop, we can definitely talk about pricing. You know, we can probably do the same thing for the locksmith, but as far as the One Stop goes, I mean, you're doing handyman services. What else did you say you're doing now for One Stop?
Exterior cleaning, pressure washing.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Gutter cleaning would also be included in that. Roof cleaning.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is because everything you said here, you know, from, handyman work to roof cleaning, security system, exterior cleaning, pressure washing, gutters. All of these will be keywords, Daryl, that we will use on Google. Okay. Not sure if that makes sense, right? So anytime anyone goes on Google.
I'm very familiar with.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you for being there. No, I appreciate it. You're like, hey, man. Skip the mumbo jumbo. I know how this works.
Yeah.
Thank you for being polite with it, though, man.
No worries.
Well, anyhow, Daryl, what we would do is that we would place you right alongside of like Ace Handyman, Handyman Connection of Austin, a team home service, Mr. Handyman of South Austin, Diamond Point Contractors, Mr. Dunright Handyman, River City Handyman, and then there's another one that came up here, House Doctors Handyman. So these are the guys, Daryl, that pop up on the first page and they become first option. That's how they stay busy, right?
Right.
So we would put you right alongside of them because that's where the one available position is available on that first page. So now when anyone looks up any of the services that you do, like you said, you already know about that, you will come up as first option as well on that first page. Okay. Do you have a website going, Daryl, yet for One Stop?
Yes. It is one. The number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's pull back up here.
Well, no worries.
Yes, the number one-stop-service.com. So the number one-stop-service.com.
Okay.
Correct.
Perfect. Awesome. Okay. That actually helped quite a bit because it allows me to reduce the pricing since we don't have to create a domain for you. So that's pretty awesome. Okay. And then we can get that website also on Google, by the way. And then we would be the ones creating and setting up your GBP. I did see that Tara left some notes on that. You wanted to see if we were the ones that would do that. And absolutely, we do all the back end work for you. Do you have any social media presence, though?
Not for One Stop as of yet.
Okay. The only reason I'm asking is that Google and Meta have a partnership. Mm-hmm. Meta is what runs Facebook.
Yeah.
So we would, we would build a business Facebook page for you, and then we can run ads on there through Facebook for One Stop. Okay. Lastly, we work with Yelp and we work with Apple. Those are the other two platforms that are included within our service. Okay.
Okay.
So we would be listing you there as well. I mean, here's the bottom line, brother. I mean, I'm just going to be a straight shooter with you. I mean, Google's a golden ticket. That's where you want to be. I mean, if you want to stay busy, get more work, you know, once you're on that first page, that's how your competition stays busy, being on that first page. Not that they're, like I said, not doing any better work than you are or anything of that nature. It's just simply of them being the first option. So, you know, Facebook, Yelp, Apple, all those platforms do generate work, but, I mean, really nothing compares to being options on that first page. And then just to be straight to the point, brother, our monthly rate with us is actually quite affordable, you know, since we have not closed a position. It just opened up a couple hours ago. The month-to-month service price is $249, Daryl. That's it. Yeah, it's a very affordable price. It's $249. There's no contract. It's a month-to-month service. You have the right to terminate the service at any time if you're not happy with what we're doing. But I got to tell you, I mean, I don't think that you would want to terminate it as long as,
right,
you know, we're keeping our end of the bargain and keeping you busy. Right.
Absolutely. Would I be retaining control of the listings that were created if I were to end services at some point?
Yeah, so if you ever end, the services, yeah, your GBP is going to stand, right?
Mm-hmm.
The domain's already yours, so we don't need to worry about that. But, yeah, I mean, the reviews, everything on the GBP, the Google Business Profile, will stand. We're not allowed to remove that from you. Yeah, I mean, we work directly as premier partners to Google, so we're not a third party like Angie's Home Advisor, Thumbtack. Those guys could remove that from you, you know. And we're not a pay-per-click service either, just so you know. So it doesn't matter how many jobs, how many phone calls you get. As long as you pay that $249, we continue to keep you busy throughout the 30 days, throughout the month.
For sure. So I've spoken to a few, there's lots of companies out there that kind of offer similar services. And I think I'm pretty familiar with the overall thing, I got, if I'm going to be straight with you, like the one kind of red flag that's standing out to me is the line about, you know, a spot opening up, because my understanding is that's not how the local three pack works. That's not how any kind of SEO works. So unless that's like, you know, you basically lost, you know, lost a client and are now have the availability to put somebody else there. Like, I know that's not how Google says
that's it, exactly, that's exactly what's going on. So you just, you know, so, you know, there's no reason for us to try to pull your leg or try to pull a fast one, for you under $240, brother. I mean, we've been doing this for 20 years and we're not going to ruin our reputation over $200. I'll tell you that much. So the position became available. So when you are premier partners with Google, keep in mind that in the States, there's only about 40 or 40 some companies that have premier partnerships with Google. We're one of them. So we have, you know, Google says, hey, under this category, you know, you guys have one spot reserved on that first page. When that spot becomes available within our company, which is, you know, either another company decided had a different route or whatever the case was, I mean, they very rarely become available. Well, when they do, we look to get those filled in right away. So we start calling the area where it became available, right? So that's how we're, you know, we guarantee that we have that one spot on the first page.
And which industry was that spot for specifically? Because clearly I'll offer a couple. Was that for handyman or exterior cleaning?
No. It's for handyman. But the thing that we're able to do with Google is that all these keywords that you have, we're able to list them under one stop, right? So it's not like we would only promote you under handyman. I mean, that's, you know, you do that, you do handyman work, so you definitely qualify for the position. But since you're doing like exterior cleaning, pressure washing, those can be additional keywords that we can list you under as well. So like you said, you know how SEO works. Anytime somebody types these in, then one stop will pop up as an option.
Okay. Yeah, no, that sounds great, actually.
Yeah, and then we'll get that website of yours, the one-stop-service.com. We can also get that right along your GBP.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
What do you need for me as next step?
I just need your last name. What's your last name, brother?
Uberoi.
I'm going to take a shot at it. Uberi?
Uberoi.
Okay, not even close. Yeah. Where's that from, bro? I mean, I'm not trying to jump off subject here, but I deal with so many last names, and sometimes I get surprised. And your last name is one of them.
Yeah, it's actually from India.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, you're Indian, Daryl?
Half.
Oh, okay. That is something I would have never guessed. Yeah. Okay. No, I'm just saying I would have, you know, but anyhow, I don't want to get myself in trouble saying too much.
Yeah, no way, bro.
And what's your email address, brother?
Go ahead and send it to the one stop email. Hold on. You know what? For now, just send it to my other one. It's my ILOCKS, ILOCKS.
Okay.
Service, service, @gmail.com.
Yeah, how do you get into two fields, Daryl, if you don't mind me asking? I hardly ever get customers.
I was tired of dealing with the Google bullshit for locksmiths and wanted to expand into some other industries that wouldn't have as many roadblocks.
Okay. Yeah. I appreciate you being straight, bro.
Yeah.
All right.
No, it's a hassle. I mean, I'm still not able to pay Google for the ads yet because the approval process to get a local service is just so...
It is. So, you know what? Yeah. If you ever decide to do it, I will still check with our IT guys, our operations team, Because it is a lot easier, you know, if you do hire an SEO company that's partners with Google, or, you know, even if it's not us, you know.
I worked with Steady Demand. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they were the ones who helped me get my Maps profile back up. And I know they're a partner as well, but they don't assist the local services portion of it.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's something you
okay.
We definitely
do that. Just, you know, just as a heads up.
Okay.
And what's the address where you have this registered to, brother?
9201.
Okay.
Brodie, Brodie Lane, Unit 3303.
All right. Is that going to be 78748?
Correct.
Okay. And you said unit what now?
3303.
Perfect. Bear with me 1 second here. Let me put that up there. Okay. And what times did you want it to say on Google, Daryl, that you are open for business and able to take phone calls?
Let's call it 9 a.m. to 8 p.m.
9 to 8. Is it going to be Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? What are we doing?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. You said 8 to, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, let's call 8 to 8.
8 to 8. Okay. That's actually, it looks pretty good. Okay.
Yeah.
And then how far are you willing to travel for new clients, Daryl?
So a 50-mile radius.
50 miles. Well, about an hour and a half or so, a little less.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's see, 1-stop-service.com. And do you have pictures of your work, of any of the work that you've done?
I can get some.
Okay. Yeah, just in case we need them.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Okay.
Yeah. No, yeah, I'll work on getting them.
And are you licensed and insured, Daryl?
Not for One Stop as of yet. I don't believe there's any relevant licensing.
Yeah, there isn't. There isn't. You're right. But we just asked. Some people have licensing. Yeah. That's why we asked. But you're correct.
Right.
It's not a direct demand. Okay.
Right.
Bear with me here 1 second. First name is spelled D-A-R-Y-L?
Correct.
Okay. Do you speak any other language, brother?
Just a little bit of Spanish.
Oh, okay. I'm Hispanic, that's why I asked. Well, I mean, I'm sure you can assume that. My name is Mario. Well, you're sure you have a lot of probably Hispanic friends there in Austin. Services.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of clients too. It's
yeah. That's what he's gonna tell you. A lot of customers. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Demand services. All right. I'm putting in the keywords now. Roof.
Hey, I actually gotta hop on another call. So maybe we can hop on back on this in like 10 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm almost here, ready to be done.
Okay. If it's so, just a couple more minutes, let's wrap it up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I need you maybe for 3 more minutes at the most. I'll hurry up here. You'll get a call tomorrow from our IT guys. You know, those are the guys that do all the back end work. I'm sure you know what the IT department is. I mean, they're the ones that are going to put you on the first page and do all the back end work. What time tomorrow can they give you a call where you have about 30 minutes to spare?
Let's say, like around the same, let's call it 11 a.m. tomorrow.
11 a.m. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Let me hurry up here. It's just 3 minutes, so let me hurry here. I do need a security question as well. This is for any time you call us or we call you. You get to choose from these three. This is going to be the security of the account. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
Let's do pet's first name.
Okay.
And it's G-A-M-G-E-E, Gamgee.
Okay, G-A-M-G-E-E. Okay.
Correct.
Gamgee, perfect. All right. And then you have access to the email address, the iLocks that you provided me, correct?
Yeah.
So I'm going to send all the confirmations there. Okay, perfect. And then regarding the 249, how did you want to take care of that, Daryl? We do take Visa, MasterCard, Amex, and Discover.
Let me grab my card real quick.
Go ahead. Just trying to hurry here. I know you're a little suppressed for time. Sorry.
There you go. Still with me?
Yeah. Whenever you're ready, go ahead, brother.
All right, it is. Hold on. All right, it's 4388.
Okay.
5761.
Okay.
8476.
Okay.
4622.
Expiration?
629.
Okay. And then the CV code, so the last three behind the card.
766.
766. Okay. You'll get some text messages. I'm working on everything, but I'm trying to get you off the phone. You'll get some text messages in about 2 or 3 minutes as soon as I process the payment for the 249. Last process is I just got to reach you our disclosure, which I'll make it short here. I'm going to walk you through our voice verification. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. I'm Daryl. This call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure everything is correct, can you please state the name of the company?
One Stop Service.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and your title with the company?
Daryl Ubroy, owner.
Thank you very much. You are an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of One Stop Service?
I am.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on this billing account as well?
Correct.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, Daryl, we ask that you also involved in the growth of the campaign. Also, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives. If you do ever hire anyone else while you're with us, we ask that you please keep us in the loop. Okay.
Okay.
Your payment for the initial term account setup will be processed today, October 11th, for the amount of $249. When the secondary payment is completed, that won't happen until November 11th, and that's going to be your flat rate, $249. Keep in mind that this is not a contract, Deverell, and that you have the right to terminate this service at any time if you're not satisfied. We simply ask you to give us a call at the 877-635-6225 customer service number. You'll be getting those in text messages as well in a couple of minutes once I finish on my end. Again, everything is done on my end, Daryl. I know you got to get off the phone. One last thing. You're going to get some emails. Obviously, you're going to get a few of them, you know, welcoming you to the company and saying, hey, welcome to Local Splash. There's going to be one email in particular, Daryl, that says initial invoice. That's going to be your invoice. When you open that up, there's going to be a little blue link that says click here to accept subscription terms. When you click on that, it's going to take you to a page where it's going to say terms of experience, and then you're going to see your phone number right at the bottom. Underneath your number, Daryl, there's going to be two empty boxes that you have to click on. The first box says that you give us permission, and you can read this. It's going to be on there. The first box says you give us permission to call or text you whenever we need to. And the second box says that all the information for payment that you provided is correct. And then right underneath that, you have to type in your name. Daryl, I can't even pronounce your last name. I'm sorry. Uroy.
Don't worry.
You type in your name right at the bottom and then hit confirm signature. What that does, it's going to send that over to our IT guys. You know what? I said tomorrow. Tomorrow is Saturday. Jesus Christ. They will call you on Monday. We're not open tomorrow,
okay.
Daryl.
That's fine.
I will set it up for Monday, 11 a.m. Is that okay?
Yeah, that works for me.
Yeah, my apologies, brother. I forgot it was Friday today. Yeah. You'll get the call Monday, 11 a.m. to finish the process with the IT department. And then you'll be all set. If you don't get to do that on the, you know, to complete that process on the email, don't worry about it. When the IT guys call you, just let them know you didn't get a chance to complete it, and they'll help you do it over the phone. It's really simple. Okay.
All right.
But, Daryl, let me be the first one just to say, you know, welcome to the company. We look forward in the relationship between One Stop Service and us to be long-term. I know as long as we're able to deliver, we're able to keep you on board. And then if it's okay with you, I'll call you later today once I get more information from my ops department as far as your long-term service, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And then,
okay.
Let me know what you need in terms of getting the one-stop profile set up. I know we still need to figure out an address, but I'll get working on that as well.
Yeah, no worries. Do me a favor. When you get the call on Monday from our IT guys, please pick the brains, man, and ask all the questions.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you something, and I'm being very straight with you. They definitely know a lot more than I do when it comes to the back end. When it comes to the back end work, you know.
If we can just make sure though that they don't kind of get started on making that on the address I gave you, because I assume that's how they normally do it.
Okay.
But yeah, because my other business is on that, and I don't want to put that at risk at this time.
Okay, you know what I'll do, because we need an address for our profile so we can have it on file,
mm-hmm.
but I'll make sure that is not listed on Google then.
Perfect.
Okay. All right, Daryl. Thank you so much, brother. Again, thanks for giving us an opportunity. Look into your emails in about 5 minutes when I get done here. I'm working on your account. And look at your text messages. You're going to get confirmations of the payment and all that other fun stuff.
Sounds
again,
good.
Brother, we'll talk to you Monday, 11 a.m. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.